Hello and welcome to the March edition of the Lancet Healthy Longevities podcast. I'm Philippa Harris, the Editor-in-Chief, and today I'm talking to Helena Correia, an Assistant Professor of Epidemiology from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine in the UK, on her work, which is in the March issue, on the risk of fractures in cancer survivors. So before this study, what did we know about fracture risk in cancer survivors?
Well, before this study, most studies had focused on the risk of fractures amongst breast and prostate cancer survivors. And this is because these cancers are often treated by blocking the hormones that fuel the cancer growth. But these are the same hormones that are very important to maintain bone health, and blocking them has been associated with lower bone mineral density, which is a marker of how strong the bones are. And we also knew that individuals with multiple myeloma, which is a type of blood cancer, have much higher risks of fractures. And that is because the cancer itself involves bone destruction. But we didn't know much about the risk of fractures for survivors from other cancers because these have very rarely been studied.
And so what did your study look at?
So our study looked at the risk of fractures and major osteoporotic fractures in survivors from 20 cancers. And we compared these risks to people that did not have cancer to understand if they were at the cancer survivors were at higher or lower risk of fractures.
And what did your study find?
We found that survivors from a wide range of cancers had increased risks both of any fracture, any bone fracture, and of osteoporotic fractures compared to people that did not have cancer. We investigated 20 different cancer types, and we found increased risks for 15 of those.
And were there sort of obvious potential reasons for why those cancers might have an increased fracture risk? So you talked about, the hormone treatments, but also the underlying pathology of the cancer itself. But yeah, of the 15, were there any clear cancers where you were kind of expecting these results?
So the reasons for the increased risks are likely varied by type of cancer. There are some reasons that may be similar across cancer, as you mentioned, the cancer itself. But others, it's a combination of factors. So, for example, for tumors of the brain, that may be because there are motor problems that put the patients at higher risk of falls. And then with higher risks of falls, there is also a higher risk of fractures just because they happen more frequently. Well, for other tumors, it may be a completely different mechanism. For example, for the breast and prostate cancers that we already talked about is a big role in the estrogen's deprivation, because these are really important for bone health.
So did you see any differences in the results between men and women?
Yes. So we saw that women have a much higher absolute risk of fractures. This is fractures are much more common in women than in men. And we know that this is true in the general population. And we observed a similar pattern amongst cancer survivors as well.
And what are the reasons for these differences? So you said, women experience fractures more commonly than men, in the general population.
So there is a variety of reasons, but so one of them is women start to lose bone mineral density earlier in life compared to men, though both genders the bone mineral density decreases with the age, though in women that happens earlier in age compared to men. But perhaps the most important factor is the role of estrogens, which are reduced abruptly during menopause in women, and those estrogens are essential to have a healthy bone turnover. Therefore, after menopause in women, the bone reabsorbs at a much faster rate that is able to be created, and therefore increases the risk of osteoporosis, and that's in part why we have more osteoporosis in women than in men.
And were there any other characteristics you looked at that showed a difference in the association with fracture risk?
So we saw interesting differences in the risk of fractures depending on the types of cancers. We found sex differences for example, myeloma and liver and lung cancers with a higher risk, relative risk of fractures in male cancer survivors. And this is in part because once, so the effect of the cancer survivorship is more strong in men compared to women. So given that they have the same type of cancer, men will have a higher risk of fractures compared to the controls than women in itself. And we don't really know why this is the case. And we think this is very interesting and it could be investigated further. There is also other variations. One that I found very interesting is potential variation by ethnicity, though this will also deserve further studies to investigate. But we saw that, for example, the increased risks of fractures were not observed amongst Black people from Black ethnicity compared to the other ethnic groups.
Interesting. So there's sort of factors going on that we don't really understand yet, but could be important for improving care of cancer survivors. And sort of, yeah, if you take a step back, you know, what are the implications for clinical care of cancer survivors from your work? So, you know, you've got an increased fracture risk across, you know, a wide variety of cancers. You know, how would you like to see that translate into the clinical setting?
On the clinical side, it is important for clinicians to be aware that these patients may have a higher risk of fractures, and therefore monitoring bone health and, when suitable, providing treatment for osteoporosis might be adequate. So I think there is a lot of work to be done to ensure that cancer survivors have as good as possible in terms of bone health.
Yeah, and I can see, yes, as you were saying, you know, more research on this to really pull apart, you know, what the causes of these increased risks for the cancers where there's not, you know, an obvious cause. I can see that, you know, that's really important and probably has implications for how you tailor that clinical care.
Exactly. And I think it's really important to understand what part of this comes from specific cancer treatments, because we don't know much about, for example, the effect of different drugs. We know that chemotherapies, for example, are very aggressive and they have a negative impact on bone turnover. But we don't know, for example, if that's different with different drugs. We also don't know, for example, for gastrointestinal cancer, so digestive tract, if part of these risks could be because of malabsorption, so issues like the calcium that we take in our diet, if that may be partially why there is a higher risk of fractures, because without the calcium from our diet, then the bone turnover is of lower quality. And there's lots of unanswered questions that I find very interesting, and I would love to address next.
No, absolutely fascinating. Well, yeah, and you know, there are such potential sort of real implications to this work, you know, that could really improve care for cancer survivors. So it's really important work.
It's a very important outcome because the impact in terms of quality of life of a fracture is huge. It's things, very simple things like being able to care for oneself may be completely taken away from the patients. And that is massive. It's for patients, for families, for society in general, because that increases the costs. It's a really important thing that we need to look at.
No, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today.
So thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the podcast, and we'll be back next month.